It is a Tuesday morning. That means time for us to have our weekly chat with Canton Mayor Tom Burnaby. He is on our WHBC Newsline this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Hi, Pam. Good morning. Hi, Canton. It was nice seeing you Sunday from a distance at the parade.
I waved at you. I still heard you yelling about my birthday. I did.
I didn't say a number, did I?
You did. It's okay. But it was good that you said 39. That was good. Yes. It was a great crowd for the parade, wasn't it? I felt like there were a lot of people out there, and they came down for the bicentennial celebration. It was wonderful.
Yep, that was a fun day. And again, I wasn't sure. It was a very, very hot day, and I wasn't sure how many people would or would not be out. But it was a great parade. Lots of kids in it this year, and I think that was a big improvement. I think that brought a lot of people out. I think there were something like 1,700 kids that marched in the parade this year, you know, with various groups, really from all over the county, too, not just in Canton. So I think that helped attendance. And just a nice day, and like I said, a great end to the day with the Canton Fire Department, celebrating their bicentennial. So happy 200th birthday to them, but great day of entertainment with them, and really a really, really nice fireworks show then Sunday night. It was very, very nice.
Yeah, and it kicks off the Hall of Fame season, so here we are.
And it does. And by the way, on the parade route, I was interviewed by some young guy named Jordan Cook. Do you know him at all?
I kind of remember him. Yeah. Does a good job down there. Does a good job as a reporter.
Absolutely. Yep, he did. Absolutely.
So, City Council, boy, big night last night. A lot of important things on the agenda. Let's start off and run down them.
We did. Yeah, we'll probably run out of time here. But again, one of the most important things is, and we've been looking at this for several weeks, really several months actually, but we last night authorized a $5 million loan to Hall of Fame Village, and that money is going to be used by them for completion of infrastructure improvements to Phase 2. And again, we talk about Phase 1, Phase 2. Phase 1 was pretty much the stadium, the youth fields, those two big areas. Phase 2 is really the DoubleTree Hotel downtown, the Center for Excellence, the Center for Performance. That's the Dome, and the Dome will be open this coming week. That's where many of the enshrinement entertainment activities will be held out there at Hall of Fame Village. But the retail area, none of the stores are going to be open or restaurants, but they are enclosing those in. But the zip line is open. I was out there on Sunday. Concessions, all kinds of things being built and developed right now. I would urge everybody to get out there. All the roads should be completed for Hall of Fame weekend. And so probably late next week, go out to Fulton Road, you know, where 77 exits into Fulton Road with all the traffic lights. That is the entrance into Hall of Fame Village, and that will be completed and opened, and drive through there, and you will see all kinds of amazing things and lots of things to do. But this is an important loan. Hall of Fame Village asked help from Canton. They asked help from our Stark County foundations. They asked help from the commissioners. They asked us really to make a $15 million loan jointly, and that's what we are doing, a third, a third, a third. Our loan is conditioned upon the commissioners making a similar loan. We have acted, the foundation has acted, and we anticipate the commissioners will be acting next week. But, you know, this project is totaling now about a $610 million development project. It's important to all of Stark County for the future, for tourism, for construction jobs now, but for tourism, for service, and for future, you know, property taxes, real estate taxes, bed taxes. It should be a primary economic driver to Stark County into the future, which is why all of us are taking a look at helping them with a loan now. So that's one of the things that we did last night.
Yeah, I took a tour of the village last week and got some really good video and pictures. Billy and I both went and interviewed Ann Graffis, sat down with her for a while. So we'll be airing that interview coming up at the end of this week and then into next week. But also we're partnering with the village to put their drone footage. They update the drone footage on the progress of the village weekly. So they're going to give the footage to us. We're going to put it on our website, and everybody can check out the progress each and every week. Great, right on our website. So
you've got to get out there. I'm not going to get out there and do it, but the zip line is up and running. It's not available yet for the public, but I know that all of the construction guys out there to test it out have ridden it. And no, I am not going to get on it.
Me either.
I suggest that you do it.
Yeah, I asked Kirk Shoring to do it yesterday. He said, when you do. I said, okay, then we're not. But I'll watch all. We'll put Billy on it. Billy will do it, right?
I'm sure he will.
He will. He absolutely will. So, yeah, we'll get Billy out there, and I will be the videographer this time, and we'll get some footage of that. I like that idea a lot. All right, so let's move on to the rest of the – before we run out of time here real quick, other things council did.
One of the other things we did last night, council approved a $2.3 million for renovations to our Park and Recreation's Willard Field softball complex. And it's a beautiful complex now, four softball fields, which are located at 30th Street Northeast, Harrisburg, and Route 62. But, again, they're now going to be installing artificial turf on the infields, new outfield irrigation, a new bathroom facility. We anticipate that all of these improvements will, enable games to be played, rather than in April, back in March and February and so forth. Again, anytime you add turf, you eliminate all the rain and rainouts and infield mud days and so forth. So an important project coming up, and that will probably take a year to get completed or so, but that was an important project that we got approved last night. And again, just really a bunch of other things that I know that we're short of time, just hard to pick and choose.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff, though, and I know that we can always mention these as our visits go on. We'll have a lot to talk about next week because it'll be Enshrinement Week, right?
It will be. It's going to be one thing after another, beginning, I think, on Tuesday and Wednesday. One of the things next week that we want to take some special time to talk about will be the dedication of the Marion Motley statue, and that's going to happen next Wednesday, I think, at 2 o'clock. And that's a pretty cool thing that's happening out there just in the parks area, right below the intersection 77 underpass as you walk into the Hall of Fame. So we could talk about that and the great teamwork that it took to put that together.
Yeah.
That's happening next week in addition to, of course, the first play and the fashion show and dinner and parade and enshrinement and concert and everything. So we'll have a busy week next week to talk about things.
All right. Sounds good. Keeping us busy. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Thanks, Pam. Thanks, Canton, Ohio.